Continuing where I left off before I was interrupted briefly. When you're in the grocery store especially, just make sure that you look away from people. And if you try to get close to them, just turn around and walk away. I know it's a little difficult in the deli lines and especially the checkout lines, but at least their people at least were smart to wear masks. But in recent visits to the grocery store, I noticed around 2/3 to 3/4 of people did not wear their masks. This all brings up the findings that I noticed in today's edition of The Athletic, of course, the online subscription newspaper. They basically mentioned the key phrases and the fact that the conference will be thinking, the SEC is thinking about these issues of forfeiting games and the simple fact that if a team is short of players, that obviously could be the case. The Big Ten already made up their policy last week, and the rest of the Power Five is in it as well. The article went on to mention various key storylines when they were discussing financial penalties for these schools. Even though SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey was among the first conference officials to suggest that these schools that could not play because of players or coaches or staff catching COVID-19, the SEC thus far is the only Power 5 league which has yet to release a formal cancellation policy. Their policy may not be confirmed until next week, just in time for their first games on Thursday, September 2nd. I might have mentioned the major reasons why, with the money that's going toward ESPN and CBS in broadcasting these games. But it all comes down to the students and their major things in terms of following protocols. And we'll just have to see how things develop as classes have begun across the country. And we'll just have to monitor, especially in the Deep South, because I've noted that in my blog at 40minutesofhoopsfun.wordpress.com, again, that's F-O-R-T-Y, for those of you scoring at home, you will notice those interesting points that I brought up, and especially with the recent news that Texas and Oklahoma have decided to move out of the Big 12 and move, you know, get into the SEC effective June 2025, but I expect that move will probably be taking place in the next year or two at the earliest. But the bottom line is, in terms of these cancellations, there is no financial penalty amongst the ACC, Big 12, Pac-12, or the Big 10 yet. But SEC football coaches were already informed that their programs could face a potential of losing money during their teleconference of league officials this past week. They want to help give players a lot of incentives, like getting a chance to pretend like it's 2019 all over again. They can have lunch with, you know, lunch together. They can practice with, you know, with pads and helmets, and they won't have to worry about wearing masks all the time. But they'll still have to be tested, of course. Latest vaccination rates in the conference. Commissioner Sankey mentioned at SEC Media Days in July, 6 of the 14 SEC schools have reached the league's recommended threshold of 80%. Alabama, the defending national champions, head coach Nick Saban told ESPN this past week that all but one Crimson Tide player has been vaccinated. Lane Kiffin of Ole Miss, Mississippi Rebels, said earlier in the month that his team is already at 100%. Congratulations to Ole Miss. Bucking the trend that the rest of the state still needs to catch up on. Kirby Smart, the head coach of Georgia, mentioned that 90% of their scholarship players have been fully vaccinated. It's not so much the case with Auburn. Their coach, Brian Harsin, said at the Media Day conference, his team had only about 59-60% of its players fully vaccinated. but he is currently isolating at home after he tested positive for the virus last week. Now, we're just going to have to all find out together how things are going to shape up, and we'll just see what really comes in to play as we move forward. Thanks again for listening, everyone. Sorry about the brief interruption, but there's going to be a lot of interesting talking points going forward as we get closer toward basketball season in November. Again, please stay tuned to my blog at 40minuteshoopsfun.wordpress.com. And you can also check my past podcasts at BigZMan34. Again, that's BigZMan34. And just before I go, I just wanted to make sure that I send my prayers out for all the areas between New York, Boston, and Maine for what happened with the tropical storm Henry yesterday, Sunday. And, of course, for all the brave people out west and all those persisting wildfires, and that Wisconsin and Oregon state have continued to bake in tremendous heat, the likes of which has never been seen in that part of the country. Finally, I know it's just a major trend amongst industries where, especially when you might have noticed in the news with eBay back in May announcing that all adult-related materials have been wiped from the site. And now another group I've heard about, the group that a paid content subscription site called OnlyFans, that's O-N-L-Y-F-A-N-S, a group out of London, has decided to pull the plug, mostly. As of October 1st, they will no longer be allowing most explicit or generally most nude content on their website for people that do that for a general living. And I feel it's not right. These people have worked so hard during this pandemic, and now to undercut their major source of income, now they're in the similar boat just like the musicians have suffered with for the last 17 plus months. It's just not fair. I just don't understand it. It's mind-boggling. So hopefully if everybody can keep learning all those great financial and investing tips, hopefully everyone will hopefully realize the main lessons on why it's important to take advantage of certain situations and simple means of how to handle things in life. But I wanted to make sure that I say for those that, I had a chance to briefly notice online, of course, the main key people, of course, I just wanted to mention only by first name, Kenna, Aura, Cody, Taylor, Nicole, and Carlotta. We'll be sure to be thinking of you, and hopefully everything will turn out fine on the other side once they pull the plug on all the major activity that you've all been having fun with over the last several years. Take care. I hope everybody's doing well, and hope you all have a great week. And soon enough, I'll be turning the page as I get ready to celebrate my birthday just around the corner. Looking forward to that. So I'll see you all in September, and take care, everyone, and stay safe and healthy, everybody.